The following podcast contains real reviews and the ridiculous reactions of two would-be oracles of the internet. The opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Seriously.
We're going to get right in it here. Hey! Welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
This is a podcast. You're right in it, dude. You're in this episode. You're here. You're with us. You're in the chair. Look around. Close your eyes. You see us. We're dressed in like disc jockey stuff. What a disc. I guess no one really knows what disc jockeys are dressing like.
Just awfully, I'm sure. Just terrible stuff.
Like schleps. Unless, you know, it's a pure like, if cameras are going to be in there, you got to let us know type outfits. Because that's what I'm wearing during the podcast for sure.
A lot of bucket hats, I imagine.
Just a bunch of bucket hats sewed together. I couldn't afford clothes because we didn't sell any merch. So I had to. We didn't buy any underwear merch. So, you know, the bucket hats had to make do. Actually, to make a bucket hat into some good supportive underwear, you just need some like elastic string, right?
Yeah,
it's already a bucket for support.
Yeah.
This is a comedy podcast. I hope you're giggling along already. We look at reviews from the internet, places like Google, Amazon, Yelp, and then we talk about the review. Wow,
it's comedy, instant
comedy. Yeah, did I miss anything, Matt?
I think that's it.
I think so. I got a couple of reviews that have been cooking in the oven for a while.
Give me that hot cup.
Let me get one of these off. Oh, it burns my hand! This is an Amazon review. It's as hot as it gets. For the Vatica Turtle. Lover encouragement jewelry turtle. Inspirational keychain for girls, daughter, boys, sea, ocean, gift, jewelry, motivational jewelry, keychain for men, women, birthday, Christmas, graduation, gifts.
Okay, you were speaking quickly, and the list of who this gift was for, for like a microsecond, I thought CEO was on the list. For girl, daughter, boy, CEO. Sea Ocean. I got it.
Like, CEO Ocean.
Just love a little turtle jewelry for your CEO.
I think this one can say lots of different things. Okay. But the example, at least, and hopefully we can confirm the review one as well. Maybe the review one until further notice. It says it's a little keychain. Has a turtle charm, and the other charm says, "Don't forget you are turtly awesome." I think, did you throw up in your mouth a little bit?
Yeah.
Well, let's see if Jessa Ray can cleanse that for you. They title it High Quality Backpack Charm for the First Day of School. Now, they're a Vine voice, by the way. Got this for free. This is a free turtle charm.
Nice.
I got this for my turtle-loving son to put on his backpack for the first day of school. It is really nice quality and comes in a nice little velour pouch. The words are engraved a bit, so won't rub off. Note that the words are only on one side of the plaque. The turtle is very cute. The key ring is sturdy and everything appears well made. Actually, the plaque is thicker than I expected. Very happy about this. I think my son is going to love it. 5 stars.
Okay, we all know that little velour sack is just going in the trash.
That's true. Right,
what are you going to do with the little velour sack? Oh, wow, I've got a necklace and now I have 1,500 little velour sacks. What quaint packaging. No, I don't need this.
Yeah, those are for drug dealers, right?
Yeah,
those are
for that's how you do a polite and gentlemanly drug deal.
Right, that's a great incognito drug package. What's up, fam? I got a nice velour bag for you that you're asking for.
What else are they good for? No.
Right. If you're not wheeling and dealing, if you end up saving those velour bags.
10, 15 years from now, my children aren't going to find a little velour sack in the basement and be like, ooh, we can put trinkets in here. No, they're going to find a Crown Royal bag like I did. It's like, oh, wow, what a cool purple little knapsack. Isn't this interesting?
Mm-hmm.
It's useful.
You're saying if the velour bag is in Crown Royal capacity, it is instantly garbage. It is as garbage useless. As like a plastic sack.
It encumbers you more than it grants you anything.
Unless you're a bird who sort of builds their shelter out of nicks and knacks.
A little bit of a plush little bird's nest, then you can use it, yeah.
Oh, you know, it's a luxurious bird's nest. The ladybird coming home would be real impressed if you got those velour sack pillows stuffed with something.
It's for the birds. Yeah.
It's for the birds, and it's for the little people that live in your home and the borrowers.
The borrowers, yeah.
Other than that, leave it at home.
But
besides the engraved words.
Yeah.
The thickness of the plaque.
Yeah.
I don't know if my keychain needs a thick plaque. Just thick enough not to snap in half is all I need.
So paint the picture for me. Is it a turtle with a separate little dangly that has the "You're Turtly Awesome" on it?
Yes, or is it a ring with two charms.
Two-piecer, okay. That's what I thought.
One of the charms is a small turtle, and one is a rectangle plaque.
Yeah.
With the most inspirational words I've ever seen.
Mother, why would those words be on both sides? Why would you imagine those words to be on both sides? You need to see it but once.
The kid's got trouble with object permanence, I'm afraid.
Where'd my message go? Am I turtly awesome?
That's why they needed the keychain, so they never forget that turtles exist. What,
if that plaque were a little thinner, the engraving would have gone completely through. You could see it from both sides. It would just be backwards on one side.
Then it's not a plaque anymore, is it? Then it would be a stencil. Then the kid could tattoo himself, and I guess that's what you're trying to avoid, right? The temptation would be too much. I think what we're painting a picture of, have you ever seen Chris Nolan's Memento?
I have, yeah.
You know, he's got to like tattoo stuff on himself to remember it. This kid's tattooing inspirational turtle messages to himself to sort of a memento, but instead of trying to find his wife's murderer, he's trying to make sure he remembers that turtles appreciate his existence.
And to bring home his trapper keeper or something.
He's got a picture of a six-pack, the plastic rings that six packs of sodas come in. Written on it says, "Don't believe his lies."
I've got a review.
Sure.
Of the Home Inn and Suites Regina Airport West. Where have I found myself? This is a Google review. It's in Regina. Is it Regina?
I hope so.
Yeah, I don't know how it's meant to be pronounced.
Reggie.
This is a review from Gordon Chamberlain, who has his profile picture is that cute little gnome who's on a wonderful adventure. I'm sure you know the one. You know the one. He's walking. He's got a little velour knapsack.
He's got a Crown Royal bag.
Yeah. And he's going to tell us, this is a review that kind of takes us on a journey through Gordon's stay. So here's what Gordon has to say. They were in the middle of renovations when we stayed there, so I'm going to give them a pass on some stuff. The room was fine, nice little kitchenette, but not as big or well laid out as some other home suites I have stayed in. We were on the ground floor, so it was pretty noisy. I thought it was really bad, but it turns out the window was open. Parentheses. I also thought there was a problem with the heater, which is how I discovered the open window. Note, it was not the staff who left the window open, but some crazy person that I live with who opens windows in March on the prairies. End parenthetic. Most of the parking lot noise I was hearing was due to that. Breakfast was mid. Pretty standard eggs and toast, some muffins, the automatic pancake machine, yogurt, and a minimal selection of fruit. The location is good, though. Pretty convenient to get to the Brandt Cooperators Invigor Centers in the real district. Also, the airport and highway are right there, so it is a good place for a hotel. The pool looked okay, but undersized for the number of people in the hotel. There's a coffee shop connected to the hotel that opens at 9 a.m. after everyone has gone to the Tim's across the parking lot on the other side of the building, because who is going to wait until 9 for coffee? 3 stars.
Okay, I'll start with what I agree with. Waiting for 9 for coffee is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
When I worked at the hotel, I had to have that coffee going by 4 a.m. You know? You never.
People got places to be.
Right. And if someone asked, I could have got it going earlier for you when I worked over. I'd be happy to. But you need some coffee in the morning, I'll have it piping hot at the time you need. That's an easy request for me as an overnight hotel workerman. What I cannot stand, what I cannot take, and this is not as an employee, this is as a appreciator of staying at places that are not your house.
Uh-huh.
Do not knock a mid-continental breakfast in front of me, okay?
Thank you.
If it's got hot food, it is such a... You can make the most of it, dude.
And it's got an automatic pancake machine, he says.
Yeah, yeah.
That's magic to me.
Right. The hatred of the continental breakfast, I'm sorry, reeks of privilege. Reeks of breakfast-based privilege. If you go into the continental breakfast and it's just some cereal machines and some milk, that cold yogurt, can complain. Yeah.
I guess you hope the yogurt's cold, but like there's just that little fridge with... Or worse, a bowl of ice with yogurt in it.
Just the juices that are little pods.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even get the full cup. It's not even like a snack pack size. It's like a fucking hand pod of
like
juice.
Like I just gave blood. And there you go.
It looks like a thing that like if you were running a race, you would just like bite into it, suck, and like throw it to the side. You know, like be done with it.
Ugh.
But if there's hot eggs, that's the sign for me. If there's muffins, hot eggs, you can make some fresh waffles and pancakes for yourself or up automatically. Wow.
Yeah. I appreciate the interactive nature of a waffle iron. Sure. But I'm going to have to stand up there the whole time to make sure no one takes it. I got to flip it sometimes. Uh-huh. If it's an automatic pancake machine, I've encountered one of those once. And I immediately looked it up to see how much money it would cost to get it for myself.
Does it work good?
You push a button and you see the little quick, quick.
Right, right.
Three little squirts of pancake all going along a conveyor belt. And if they slot down right out for your plate, it's amazing.
That's, you know, when God made us this earth, that's the kind of stuff he was thinking about. He's like, these little guys are going to go crazy.
They're going to get up to some stuff. I can't wait.
He's making a little dude in his image. He's like, you little bastard, you're going to do crazy. You're going to have automatic pancake machines. You're going to be talking to yourself in your room for the whole world to hear. Man, you're gonna have little juices. There's just the size of your hand. You don't even need them. You need bigger juices, but you're going to have those too, little guy. Continental breakfast is it. Fuck you if you say otherwise.
Yeah, as someone who's been to many hotel breakfasts, traveling with that old college track team. When it's decent, you're like, okay, we feast today.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be mid to be good. Don't get me wrong. I just think. When you're having that kind of hotel out in the world experience, nothing's promised.
No.
And a hot meal is nice.
There's one redeemable thing. It's a win. Oh, my God. They got a bunch of pre-packed Danishes. Ooh. Grab four or five. I stayed at a hotel. They made – it was strange, like pseudo – I don't know. It was 2022 or something, maybe. It's so semi – 2022, 2021. I don't know when it was, but pandemic-ish.
Sure.
And they're making breakfast sandwiches for us. On a McMuffin, practically. This is insane. I'm loving it.
Right. We are easy to impress when it comes to breakfast as breakfast lovers.
Honestly, I do get giddy for a little box of or a little container of cereal too. It's just so cute.
Sure. Right. I'm not saying when I said you can't knock just the cereal, I'm still going to grab the little box and be like, that's for me. That's for me, motherfucker. But yeah, to get hot food and just scoff at it. When I worked at the hotel, them eggs they were making every morning sucked. Didn't mean I didn't have me a plate of cheesy eggs when I was working. Oh, yeah. And like you said, when they bring any little bit of effort to bring it to the next level is just will blow my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Automatic pancakes, a little dude making me sandwiches. It could be a big dude, a little dude. It could be a lady making me sandwiches, and I would like it.
I was at a work conference, I was like, I'm not going to stay at the hotel that the conference is at. I'm going to stay at the one across the street. Mm-hmm. They had different things for breakfast the different days I was there. It's like, you like that bacon the one day? Guess what? Tomorrow it's sausage.
That's pretty fun.
That was so cool.
That's pretty fun. I remember one school trip. We got we were a whole school at this hotel.
Ooh.
So the meals we had at the hotel, like we had a banquet dinner. The rest you're kind of on your own with restaurants on this sort of free form school trip with the parental supervision units.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every kid had at least every group of three or four kids had two parents with them probably. So okay. It was that type of school trip. But anyway, when they did the Continentals for us, oh boy. Because we got to go. We didn't just go into the little breakfast nook or the little conference room that was changed. We got the whole banquet hall breakfast town. It was awesome. It was awesome. We've been sitting here talking for hours.
So yeah.
We get us going about a Continental breakfast. We'll probably not have too much to say that isn't vicious about this one. Yeah, let's turn the page here. From Amazon, Juicy Couture's women's slide sandals with faux fur slipper sandals, furry slides, women's slip-on slippers. Caitlin H. Yummy. Says, very cushy. These slippers are very, very cushy, so if you have weak ankles, you're going to be rolling them. They're a little hard to walk in just because of how soft and luxurious they are. No complaints from me, though. I'm tired of thin, gross slippers. They put a pink juicy tag right where your foot goes, and it's so itchy and the gross material, and I ripped the tag off, and it took some of the fur off, but you can't really tell because there's so much fur, and your foot is there, obviously. Strap right. Keeps them on and snug. These are in the house only. The bottoms are so soft and like a cloth material. Sadly, I bought these to wear outside, thinking the bottoms would be like hard rubber or something, but they're like a t-shirt material or even softer. I wouldn't even wear them on my porch. I bought these because I didn't want fur like UGG ones are, but these ones can't be worn outside, frowny face. 4 stars.
Oh, I got whiplash. But I applaud the discipline with which it takes to not wear those slippers outside.
I feel like you just gotta dog it, right? You just gotta dog. You just gotta. I don't know. She's so worried about the bottoms. Am I right? Let me show you how fuzzy these are. These are coated in fur.
Let's see. Oh, ma.
For one, there's a freaking picture in the thumbnails of the bottoms. So if you have expectations about those, you should check. For two, even if those bottoms were rubbery, one step outside and you got instant cruggly, crackly, stinkly fur all over you.
All up in it.
Mm-hmm. Not long until that stuff is stanking.
Man, I don't know where you'd have to live for that not to get dirty. It's just in a porcelain world.
A space station. I wanted to wear these on the moon, but they're too slippery.
Kind of dusty on the moon, so.
That's the thing they don't tell you about the dust on the moon. You need a good grip.
You just go flying off and you don't got a good UGG quality grip.
Yeah, rollerblading on the moon. That sounds like some young adult novel.
I'd read it.
Yeah, that's some business some child detective would get up to. This week, Rosemary's rollerblading on the moon. But yeah, I would never be caught dead in anything like these. I don't know. What's a...
Yeah, like a slipper. The slipper is meant to just be cozy, warm, comfortable. I don't know.
You gotta be looking for a sandal if you want to take it outside. Just take it there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you're going outside, where are you going? That
you've there's indoor the implication door. To the slipper.
I can only nod. I can't break my eyes away from the picture of this thing.
You're locked in, huh? On this fuzzy black slipper.
I'm thinking, like, who would want to wear this outside? No.
Don't look at it too long, dude. It's going to start to stare back.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to put it away. Put it away.
Let's take a break. I think Matt needs a moment here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey everybody, thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. ReviewParty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of this episode, and welcome to...
Good Precious God,
Max.
Y'all.
Yeah. No. This is Precious Max. You're asking, the heck does that mean? Precious Max is where we max out on reviews for any one thing that likely doesn't come from Steam or the App Store or other places, because they may have their own special segments.
Yeah. It's all the ones we want to get a lot for that doesn't come from a special place.
Sometimes you're just looking for a review someplace or on something, and you're like, that's a good review. And then you scroll, and you're like, that's a good review. And like, well, that's what this is for. Okay? Okay.
Usually it's like, oh, this product's going to have a bunch of great reviews. And then you go, and none of the reviews are very funny. So that's why this is notable. Mm-hmm. When there's a gold mine, it's like, whoa, I got to share this.
Yes. So usually this is an Amazon type segment. Today, we've got Google reviews for the KFC in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
One KFC with enough reviews for a segment. This is good.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to start us off with Mark Edmiston's review. He writes, never been a fan. It would be great if it were full stop.
Yeah, that would be, you say less, Chief.
Never been a fan. Chicken is okay if you want small and old pieces of overbreaded chicken, overpriced for what you get. Pizza Ranch chicken is much better tasting. Bad location to get into and out of. Update. Wendy's Hot Honey Chicken is far superior. Take notice, KFC. Update August 4th. Come on, people. Who's checking to ensure the order is correct? No one is the answer. Just got home with the, quote, fill-up box to find no sauces. Four slots, all empty. Order the four-piece tender dinner, again, no sauce. Eight-piece nugget dinner, you guessed it, no sauces. Why bother to ask if you aren't going to give them out? I don't know what he's trying to say here. Just close at, it's not worth coming back for low-grade food. Three stars.
Bro, please, you hate this place. Stop going there so fucking much, dude.
Thank you, yeah.
And stop, like... No one's going back to your review after they read it, being like, I wonder what this guy's thinking about KFC now.
Yeah. You just took the thoughts out of my brain and put voice to them. There was one review I was scouring today. Somebody had like screenshots of their prior reviews instead of doing like the update in the text of the review.
Sure,
they
sure.
had screenshots attached as images. Like, but who would care to just give us your most recent take? Because that's the most important. right?
Right. It's the only one that matters, right? It's not unless it's like an album where your journey with it is as interesting as the takeaway. It's like a thing you get to do something, like KFC, fill your fat gullet.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it simple.
James Heemstra keeps it simple. That was a bit of a naggy review, so I'm going to turn it with some posies here. James writes, "Wife can't get enough of this place. Every time you come to town, we have to stop here for supper. 4 stars.
I do, you know, everyone has that out-of-town fast food place. The fast food that just so happens to not be in your area, but it is in, I don't know, Kent. Oh, we're going past Kensington today. Oh, oh, I might just have to get some Shake Shack. Oh, you know, that's a crime of opportunity at that point.
you're making me feel better about that.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I was scared at first too. I was very scared.
She can't get enough of KFC.
For us, who. Could, you know, pass a KFC probably every day and could not get further enough away. Yeah, that sounds insane.
Yeah, I suppose in North Dakota, things are a bit different.
Yeah, that's a, to them, that's a fun little special outing. That, the little man with the smiling little face is going to make you the
fried chicken.
You're telling me they fry, this is how they fry chicken in Kentucky? This is crazy.
Here is a review from Pamela Ness. She writes, "Went through drive up, no original chicken available. Why don't they make more of it so they have it? Gal at the window was friendly. She called me dear and honey. I'm 65. 4 stars.
She's 65 and she doesn't know. She was there when the rules were written about these fast food places. They don't make the chicken there, lady. They get it out of a bag and put it in the fryer until it's hot enough for you to eat. And then they give it to you.
Yeah, and if somebody just ordered 2 buckets, well, they may need to fry some more.
Yeah. So the original convention was passing through town trying original chicken at every single KFC. You never know. You know, there's ordering issues. There's supply line issues. No one's breaking down a bird in the back of KFC is all I'm saying. Ain't no Gordon Ramsay's on the flour-filled table making some nice bread and chicken. They're getting a big old plastic sack the size of a man out of the back, throwing it onto the ground to break it up so that all the chicken isn't stuck together, cracking it open, throwing that frozen chicken into the hot oil. And that's for you.
Yum.
They can't just tell the truck to make some more because that's where it comes from.
Well, chicken's not the only thing they ran out of, because here's Ryan Novak's review. He says, "They ran out of biscuits. While there is no real issue with that, the way they handled it was horrible. The other orders in front of me were told that they ran out and given the option of waiting or choosing another side. Meanwhile, they had plenty of biscuits for the drive-thru. When my order popped up, they handed it to me as I was a to-go order. Only when I got suspicious did I check to see why mine was filled while others in front of me weren't. Then I saw that they had substituted a cookie for my 4th biscuit without asking me if I was okay or if I would wait. So I went back in and told them I wanted biscuits and would wait. Meanwhile, nobody even apologized or acknowledged me. Then, when they did refill the order, they gave me the wrong chicken. Absolute zero customer service, and the manager on staff is a server at best. 7/9/16 at 6 p.m. By the way, I never do reviews, so yeah, this irritated me heavily. 1 star.
Speaking of being irritated, sir, is it so hard to imagine that at 6 o'clock on a, let's say, a Saturday, and they haven't had freaking biscuits all day, and they've been having to deal with people not getting their biscuits? Or what? No, they're just behind on biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a different story. Is it so hard to imagine, sir, that they're fed up telling people about these damn biscuits, that they had to tell a lot of people about these friggin' biscuits, and one person, you know, there's sometime along the communication line, there was a miscommunication about your damn biscuit, bro. Eat the cookie. You need 4 biscuits?
Right. I take the cookie. By the way, Well done, wizard. July 9th, 2016 was indeed a Saturday.
I knew it. The vibe of the review. I knew it was a damn Saturday that this dude was complaining about his freaking biscuit. KFC biscuits aren't good, dude. Yeah, if I get KFC, I'm going to eat a biscuit. Who is like, yeah, I need my fourth biscuit? It's
dry and salty, but you know I'm going to take a big old bite of it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I'm on Dunkin' gravy because I have more than enough gravy. They give you so much gravy. So it's begging to be dipped. I'm already having KFC. I don't need four biscuits.
No. Don't be crazy here.
But three biscuits and a cookie? Ooh.
Why he give back his chicken if he just needs to swap a cookie for a biscuit?
Yeah, there's a lot going on here.
I don't know what's going on. But I think this has probably been running long enough, so I'm gonna leave us with this last one. It comes to us from Andrew Shell. Andrew writes, "The girl at the window, I think her name said Emily, but anyway, I watched her hand the car in front of me. A bag looked like drugs because it fell on the ground and guy had to get out of his vehicle and get it. It was pretty obvious what was given to this guy. Now, Kentucky Fried Chicken is serving..." The lack of punctuation is tripping me up. "Now Kentucky Fried Chicken is serving meth. Is this world coming to? Very sad. Obviously she needs help. She looked so pitifully, so skinny. I felt for her, but didn't, if you know what I mean. But this needs attention to Kentucky manager. 3 stars.
If someone's dealing meth out of KFC, I'm sure they need some money, dude. What do you want them to do? Stop dealing the meth.
This is North Dakota. Come on.
They're working at KFC in North Dakota. They probably got to supplement their it's the hustle culture, baby. It's 2024. If they're selling meth out the window, but you still get some hot, steamy chicken in your four biscuits, there's nothing to bellyache, is there?
No.
It's none of your business what that customer is getting passed.
Hey, and if it's a little tiny velour bag and you know it's drugs, it's pretty obvious what was given to this guy. Maybe it's a wet nap. You don't know for sure.
Right, you don't know for sure, dude. And even if they were dealing drugs, what's it to you, brother? How's that bugging you? They taking drugs out of your pocket? I don't think so. If that makes you uncomfy, you don't go to that KFC no more.
Right, go across the street to Fuji Japanese Seafood and Steakhouse.
That sounds lovely. Oh no, they're coke dealers. Well, where am I now? I can't eat anywhere. Which leads me to my previous point. Get over it. You should be stoked. That's like an action movie. You saw Keanu Reeves in a president's mask hand someone some drugs in a drive-thru. That literally happens in Breaking Bad, dude. There's so many weird guys that are like fantasizing about handing people drugs through a drive-thru. And you got to witness it, and you're leaving a negative review about it. Shaking my head.
Shaking it.
So that's KFC in North Dakota.
That's it. Yep.
Pretty fun picture we painted of it, I think. Yeah. These reviews painted of it. I'll read a review. We've been rating your music. I said last week I got a couple of reviews for some of the first CDs I ever owned. Here's the other one. The Rugrats movie, music from the motion picture by various artists. This is a review by Simon the Sign Guy. I'll let him take it away. A quarter didn't seem like a steep price to hear what Devo did with the classic novelty number Witch Doctor. Turns out Mark Mothersberg, who wrote the Rugrats theme and whose fingerprints are all over the star-studded soundtrack, just substituted some verses about monkeys leaving the ooh-ee-ooh-ah-ah crowd pleaser chorus intact. A quarter is also more than a fair exchange for a chance to hear Busta Rhymes and Rakim. Eric B. is a babysitter? Mail in a pair of booming breakbelt tracks about pressing toddler issues, as well as a short ensemble number, The World is Something New to Me, featuring short vocal snippets from all of Below. Don Robinson, Lisa Loeb, Bree Real, Patti Smith, Rue Rowles, Laurie Anderson, Gordon Gano, Fred Schneider, Kate Pearson, Cindy Wilson, Fife, Lenny Kravitz, Beck, Jacob Dylan, and Iggy Pop. Rather than come up with a clever movie-related name for such a fearsome 15-some, the track lists them in that order. 2 stars.
Ooh, man. Some some notable names.
The Beck is crazy. Beck, yeah. Actually, no, Beck fits so good on a Rugrats soundtrack, right? The Devo sort of roots, I think, are undeniable there, mm-hmm. at least tickling in there. But Beck among that group of names is crazy.
Yeah. And Iggy Pop.
Yeah, and Iggy Pop, that's the other one.
I know Iggy Pop don't care. He's punk as it gets. But
going with the flow.
Wow.
I don't remember that song. I remember the other ones, kind of.
Yeah, I don't remember much.
And I, like I said, I had this one. I don't think this one was spinning too much now that I remember it. I remember more having it. Oh, you know what was spinning on this one? It had the One Way or Another. One Way! That song on there. Oh, that was the banger. They don't tell you about that. Yeah, and they got... Where is it? I don't even see it on there. This might be a different one than I have. Oh, no. Cheryl Chase, One Way or Another. Track 7. That's all we were hitting. The Busta Rhymes one scared me. I remember there's a baby one I liked where the Dillaby, because there's P jokes in it. But yeah, this is the only review for that album on here. So I was like, man, someone else experienced this for a quarter. Pretty interesting. In 2009, that review was written.
Somebody trying to relive something.
I think they were at a, sounds like to me they're at a Goodwill. Saw this looked at the back of it, and were like, this track list is crazy. What's Lenny Kravitz doing singing with Beck and Lisa Loeb? This world is something new to me. Wow. That might be a whole deep dive right there, that weird little song. Do you have any, you got any, maybe, I don't want to sell the farm, maybe you should go on a find an old album journey. You got any old CD memories?
I'm pretty sure at some episode of this fine podcast, I read Rate Your Music reviews of Hampton and the Hamsters, the Hamster Dance album.
Yep. I kind of remember that.
Yeah. And that was, somebody went hardcore and was like, this music actually isn't bad. What's going on?
I'm more shocked, like, who got that for you? Who unleashed that torture into your household, you know? Hopefully of your own accord, you sort of wrangled that one.
Yeah, I think I asked for it.
Wow. Because
the Hamster Dance was like the thing.
Your parents are nice. I don't know if I could bite the bullet. I don't know if I could get my kids a Hamster Dance CD. Not without a headphone sort of double gift combo deal.
Right, yeah. Keep that down low.
Keep that to yourself, kid. Do you have a review?
I do. I've got a Google review of Paradiso Mexican Restaurant, Grand Forks. Of course, Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Of course.
This is a review from Pina Robinson. Pina writes, everything went well until time to pay the bill. I was asked for my credit card as they do not have a portable machine. I tried to explain that I had been ripped off once elsewhere and that I do not hand out my card. The server took offense as if I was accusing her. I tried to reassure her. It wasn't about her, but a policy I have, but it was too late. She was offended and even said, I'm not going to argue with you. Then I said, I didn't feel like a customer should be made to feel bad because they don't want to give their card to the restaurant. Maybe get a mobile machine. Although, I won't be returning. 2 stars.
Man, I shit my pants one time, so I've just not been wearing pants since then. Done with them.
You completely remove the possibility of that ever happening again. Yeah, makes sense.
Right.
Logical.
And I'm not doing undies. I'm not doing shorts. I'm not even doing a kilt, all right? We're Donald Ducking it from now on because a little doo-doo hit the backsplash. And
some
we were
may
not a
say,
fan.
Some may argue that goes against common convention, common sense.
Sure.
Practicality in all respect. Will you listen? No.
It's my body. It's my credit card, all right? My pants.
Why don't you just put toilets everywhere, for Pete's sake?
And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. I like the way the wind feels on my gooch. And I don't want that to be taken away from me either. So I think it's rude of you to ask the customer to not have their wiener and balls out. I think that's rude. To ask me. Why are you looking? Yeah, this lady, this is mad. Why do you have a credit card if you can't use it?
It doesn't make any sense.
I know there's the, what do they call them? The little machines they put on card readers that they can steal your shit or whatever.
Oh, yeah. But in a restaurant, come on, the chances of that, I think, are
It's dangerous business walking out your front door, right? You just can't. There's some lines in the sand you can't cross, or else you're going to follow a logic line of just like, don't interact with the world then. That's sort of how I feel about it. I'm not going to use your credit card to buy stuff. Then just fucking stay in your house and shut up, please.
Yeah.
I don't want to read your reviews.
It doesn't. It just doesn't make. You need to get a mobile card reader and bring it to me. If you're that concerned, just go with your waitress to the POS and watch.
And yeah, and my thing is, if you have these very important, if you have things that you need to happen at a restaurant for your experience to be right, then you need to call ahead and make sure that's going to happen. You can't put the restaurant in the situation to screw you over because they're doing their thing. It's not their job to pregame you about the payment situation, right? You got to figure that out beforehand.
Yeah.
Be an adult. You can't just wait for something to go wrong and then throw a fit because you can't have your way. You can call ahead. You can do stuff to make that happen. It's sad. Sad state of affairs here, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Pina went to a Culver's nearby and had to give her PIN.
Sure.
Apparently, that was a bit of an
issue.
That
was a big to-do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I went to Culver's the other day, and I vomited on the floor, and they wouldn't fucking give me my burger. They fucking asked me to leave and shit. It's so stupid.
How dare they?
I was threatening other customers, and they just told me to get out. I don't understand. It was America. I thought, North Dakota? What is it? North Dakota fucking fly over to Russia or something? It's crazy. It's backwards. Upside down. Stranger Things over here. I don't see any 11s. I think that's the podcast, huh?
I think so.
Good job this week, Matt.
Good job to you.
Thanks. Good job to you, listener. Made it to the end. Appreciate you. Hope you had a good time. Thank you. Welcome to the Real Ones Club. Real Ones, I'm sure you know, but if you don't, new episodes every Tuesday. That's right. Hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. If you want to send in some reviews to have us have some funnies over, especially if they're from North Dakota, I think that's a pretty strong wealth of comedy. Send it over to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Yeah, send a hyperlink, a screenshot, whatever you got to do. Include your name, and we'll throw you the credit for that.
If you want to reach out to us on social media, guess what, friend? You can at reviewparty.com on Instagram and TikTok, at reviewpartypod on Twitter/X. Search Review Party on Letterboxd. Find us there. Or go to reviewparty.com. And go to our website, read the blog, inform yourself, find a new listening platform, because you're not going to listen to podcasts on the big companies. You want to be cool and unique. You can find new places. There's a lot of blue. There's a lot of other fun stuff. I guarantee you'll have a good time. Okay?
It's a nice website, to be honest. If you're a Review Farty fan, you should fart on over there at least once. Check out what's going on. Read a blog or two. I'm sure you'll find a cute one. There's interesting blogs on there. In the world of like all written media on the internet just being there to be clicked on and not to be consumed for your brain, it's very refreshing to read some content that's just made to be interesting and good. It's very like, yeah. Very like, wow, reading is fun. Check it out. If you like other fun stuff, Nosebleeds, Jam Bread for Breakfast, you heard it throughout the episode. They're really cool and let us use it for the podcast because they're neat and stuff. So go give them some support. Listen to their good music. Nosebleed, Spotify, one word. this is an Amazon review for an anime I've never heard of. But apparently I should. Eat Man 98 Season 1. This is a review written by Illyria. They title it, "Why is this not more popular?" They write, "Little known gem. Maybe it's not popular because it's not misogynistically drawn. Thank goodness. 5 stars.
Aw, nuts.